Well, good evening and Happy New Year. My name is Diane McDaniel, and I am so excited to be your host tonight. You know, welcome to this AdvoCare Opportunity Call, and I'm just going to encourage you to grab a pen because there's some things that we're going to refer to and some stories that you're going to hear that I believe that you're going to want to take notes to. You know, we've got some incredible lives that have been changed on this phone call, and I cannot wait for you to hear how dynamic they are. And, you know, the key to this call is that you really just have your hope encouraged. You know, as we move into 2016, you know, it is always very obvious that people are looking for change. And whether you're on this call because you're wanting to look better, feel better, have more energy or lose weight, perform better, or if you're looking for a way to earn extra money over the next, you know, year, you know, because 2016 is a year that you may be looking for prosperity, a way to get out of debt, a way to take extra vacations, whatever the desires of your heart are, then we want to encourage you in that. And so if you're looking for extra money, whether it's a little or a lot, whether it's a way to make some extra fun money to, you know, enjoy family outings, or a way to make through part-time effort, develop full-time income, then you're going to be encouraged through the stories that you hear tonight. So definitely grab a pen. You know, we're going to share stories. We're going to validate the possibilities of your success and excite hope for your 2016 and beyond. So let's go ahead and get started, because I want to jump into these key stories tonight. And I'm actually going to start with a story that is absolutely beautiful. And it's a story that, you know, is going to excite you about our products, because we are a product-driven company. And as we take products out into the marketplace, and we help people feel better, we help people lose weight, there is no doubt that it validates the possibility of earning income here and validates the excitement of our opportunity. So I'm going to start with an incredible story of a couple out of Pinson, Alabama. So I'm going to bring on Kai and Joey Ingram. Guys, would you guys share your story?
Thank you so much, Diane, for this opportunity. And of course we will. It's been an amazing journey. I started products back in January of 2015, January 26th to be exact. And before that, I had just had a baby in April of 2014, and what really opened my eyes was when I couldn't even hold my newborn comfortably enough to even feed him. My husband was able to do that little simple task, and I would sit across the room and watch and feel like a failure as a mom. My weight had reached 415 pounds, and all three of my children were paying the price for that. So on January 26th of 2015, I started my first 24-day challenge, and I lost 31 pounds and over 26 inches, and that is 24 days. And to date, I have lost 210 pounds in less than a year. You know, we started this business. We actually joined an AdvoCare in February, but we really didn't. We were just using products. We were wholesale customers. And then when I started seeing results, we started working it a little bit. And our first check was $20.59. But our last check was $1,151. And, you know, for me, that was able to bring me home last August and be the mom that I feel like God had always intended me to be. So this has been an amazing experience. Has actually saved my life, and I'm going to let my husband tell his story.
Thanks for letting me share my story. My story is pretty much the same as Kai's, with the fact that when she bought her 24-day challenge, the first thing I said to her was, "Where's mine?" I was 330 pounds, had high blood pressure, my cholesterol was through the roof, and I knew I had to make a change. And through AdvoCare, and just, you know, just doing what the booklet said and following their guidelines, I was able to drop 25 pounds and 25 inches on my first 24-day challenge. And to this date, you know, I've lost 131 pounds, and I feel great. I couldn't imagine going back to the way I was. So, you know, the products work. They're great. You know, and it's pretty much brought my wife and myself together as a family. We're closer now than we ever have been, you know, and I want to hand it back over to my wife and let her finish out with our story.
I will say that when we went to National Success School in August was when we made the decision to bring me home. And, you know, all we have done is really shared our story to our friends, to family, you know, to people at the gym. I mean, we're just letting people know that these products really do work and have actually changed our lives for the better. So we appreciate this opportunity, Diane. Thank you so much.
Oh, that is great. And real quick, tell these guys what you did. What did you come home from?
I was an accounting, like an accounts payable accounting clerk for a construction mm-hmm. company. So I
that
sat at
great.
A desk all day long.
And what does Joey do?
I'm a
maintenance mechanic for a large automobile manufacturer.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, wow. There is no doubt that with Kai, you losing two, and I hope that you guys caught this, last year, they started January 26th, Kai lost 220 pounds since last year. And, of course, Joey told you that he lost 131 pounds. And, of course, 25 pounds and 25 inches on the 24-day challenge. I mean, this is a couple that their life has completely been transformed as a result of their yes this time last year. And so it is amazing what we get to see happen as a result of somebody saying yes and what can be different over 1 year. And, of course, you know, their last check we get paid twice a month and their last check being $1,100. So congratulations to you guys. Thank you so much for your story, and we look forward to your continued journey. So we're going to move on to the next story, and we're going to go to a single mom. Her name is Sarah Boyce. She's out of Brookings, Oregon. And Sarah, why don't you tell these guys your story?
Yes, thank you so much, Diane. It's an absolute honor to be on this call sharing my story with these amazing people. So I got started in my journey just 3 years ago, and prior to getting started, I was a single mom, and I was going to college. I had to drop out of college. I couldn't afford to go to school anymore, and I started working at a call center, which, quite frankly, it just was not making ends meet. And I saw my friend Levi, who was having amazing success, and so I went ahead and jumped on board, got on products, and the first day I quit drinking two pots of coffee, and in the 24 days I lost 6 pounds 6 inches, and I felt amazing. I had energy for my son, and I just knew that I had my hands on something. And over the Christmas, I was at a point where I couldn't buy Christmas presents for my son, and my financial situation was so bad. I was about to lose my home. My car was about to get repossessed. It was just really, really bad. So I knew that I had to do something different. And that first month, January 2013, was when I really started to just go for it and share these amazing products and opportunity. And that first month, I made $1,000. And the next month, my son Levi said, "Sarah, you have to get to success school if you really want your life to be different this time next year and moving forward." So being broke, I took a step of faith, and I went, and my eyes were opened so big, and I knew 100% that this was my destiny. This was what was going to change mine and my son's life forever. And that first year, I went on to earn $15,000, very part-time. The second year, $36,000. And this last year, over $81,000 came into mine in my son's home. And that has allowed me to be home with him full-time and still do this business very, very part-time. But what that means is that we have so many other families that are having the same kind of freedoms that we're having. I have other moms that are able to be home with their kids, and just to be able to provide that solution for other families is what's been the most impactful for me. And not only that, but, you know, my son, he's in every sport now, and I can afford to do that for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that just means so much to me because I was never able to do that before. And, you know, this year I'm excited to triple my income because, you know, my family, my parents, they don't have a retirement, and I really want to bless my family and just continue to bless other families with this incredible opportunity. So thank you so much, Diane, for letting me share.
Wow, that is awesome. And what a great heart, what a great story, and just the perfect reality of what AdvoCare is geared to do through part-time effort, people building full-time income over time. And we do have a plan in place for people just to grab hold, just like these stories are validating, for you to be able to get the freedom you desire over time. So we're going to jump into the next story. And this is a single gal, Cynthia Pena from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Great story. Can't wait for you to hear. So, Cynthia, you take it.
Thank you so much, Diane. And thanks for letting me share my story. So, you guys, AdvoCare found me in 2007 when I weighed 150 pounds. Obviously, you can't see me on the phone, but I'm really short. I'm 4'11 and 3/4". So 150 pounds was very uncomfortable for me to carry, and I struggled with my weight most of my young adult life. So when AdvoCare showed up, I thought it was just going to be another quick fix, another gimmick. And but I ended up losing 30 pounds in 90 days. And, you guys, I've kept that weight off now for over 8 years. And though the opportunity had been presented to me at that time, I didn't say yes until 2011. And that might be a teaching point for you guys, too. So, you know, if you're not ready for it now, just understand that it's all about timing, because timing came in 2011 when I was working in as a probation officer for the city of Philadelphia. I was living literally paycheck to paycheck, $928 every 2 weeks, trying to pay off my student debt, my consumer debt, and just trying to live and survive. And there came a point, you guys, when I remember this very clearly. I had just locked someone away that I'd been working with for a really long time, pouring life into them, and I wanted them to succeed so badly. But they didn't want it for themselves. And I got back to my cubicle, and I was so frustrated, and I was so mad because I didn't like the way that my life was going. I didn't love what I was doing. I was so angry at what I had allowed my life to become that I finally said, something has to change. And luckily, AdvoCare came back into the picture, and I said yes in 2011. I started sharing AdvoCare casually with people. The first year I earned $7,000, $575, that's right. And then my very first check with AdvoCare was $163, you guys. But last month I earned $12,000. It was $12,233. And so what I just want you guys to understand with this vehicle, if you are willing to go to work and if you are willing to help other people to have a better and a greater life, there is nothing that you can't accomplish with it. And the biggest thing that I took away from this journey that I've been on with AdvoCare has been that if you just believe and you trust the system, you can have an extraordinary life. And you've heard some incredible stories right now. My reason for doing this is my mom. I have a dream of retiring her from her job so that she can travel the world with me and then be completely debt-free. And at the end of this year, I will be completely debt-free at the age of 33. So I'm forever grateful for this opportunity. I'm forever grateful for Diane and Danny's yes. So thank you so much for letting me share.
Wow. Well, obviously you guys can understand that there's a reason why people have great success here, and that's because they have big hearts. And that's one of the things I do love about our company is the people that are attracted to it, hearts like this. And, you know, we've got a couple of other great stories I'm going to jump into, and you're going to hear just the same kind of passion. So I'm going to go to Brandon Forbes from Clarksville, Tennessee. Brandon, tell us about you and Amanda and what's happened for you.
Absolutely, Diane, and I'll tell you what, I was fired up when we got the invitation to speak on this call, but after hearing these stories, you know, I was sitting down, I'm up walking around now because I can't sit still. But, you know, in December of 2012, Amanda and I got introduced to AdvoCare, and it was all about the products for us. We got great results on a 24-day challenge, continued taking the products for 9 months. But 9 months into our product journey, Amanda and I looked at each other And really, here's what we knew. We knew that if something didn't change, we were going to be in incredible trouble when it came to our financial future. And so, you know, we were at a point in our life. I was in the military. I had been for about 8.5 years at that point. I was in a unit that kept me training or deployed anywhere from 6 to 9 months out of the year. And when I was home, I was still working 60 or 70 hours a week. Amanda worked full-time behind a desk for a car dealership in an administration position, and she was, you know, 50 hours a week. And here was really what we knew. We knew we had no more time, and we knew that we were in debt more than we could pay. We were racking up the credit cards, and we were check to check. And so, you know, really when we looked at our life, here's what we knew. We knew that when we looked down at our 2 feet and when we analyzed the path that we were on, if we continued down that path, it was going to be nothing but more of the same. And so fast forward a little bit more, the Friday before my first deployment of 2013, we found out that we were pregnant with our first child, Bennett. And on that Monday, I deployed. And on that deployment, this was really the straw that broke the camel's back for me. The finances were bad enough, you know, but time debt was incredibly horrible for our family because I had to listen to my son's heartbeat for the first time through an audio clip and an email. And you want to talk about a breaking point for a father. And so in that moment, I wasn't just thinking about the heartbeat that I missed. I was thinking about the baseball games. I was thinking about the influence. I was thinking about raising my kids and being the biggest voice in their ear. And so when we got back from that deployment, we sat down, came up with a plan, learned a little bit more about the business side of AdvoCare. And a man looked me straight in my face and told me, Brandon, if you want to be successful in this company, all you have to do is model what other successful people do, and you can have what they have. And so 2 weeks later, we figured out a way to get to National Success School. Our first month out of that success school in August of 2013 paid us an extra $2,500. By our third month in AdvoCare, we matched what took me 8.5 years to build financially in the military. That third month paid us a little over $4,000 of income. And that's when Amanda and I said, hey, we need to treat this like a business. We saw right there, here's what we saw. We saw a shovel to dig us out of the hole that we had gotten ourselves into. And so we went to work in January of 2014. I knew I was getting out of the military, but here was the incredible thing about what AdvoCare did for our life. When I signed out of the Army at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, I got to go home and sign in as full-time husband and full-time dad. And then 2 months later, Amanda followed me home. So 7 months into growing our business, we were a full-time family. Our first full year in AdvoCare paid us $115,000. To date, we've paid off $45,000 in debt, which has been a huge burden lifted off of our shoulders. And, you know, this last paycheck in AdvoCare paid us 3 times the amount of money that we used to earn as a household in a month. And so, you know, here's what that means for us. That means for us that we have choices. And so AdvoCare, guys, whatever it is that you're looking for, AdvoCare is all about choices. AdvoCare is all about not submitting to the current circumstances that you're in. And if you take control of this vehicle, I'm telling you right now, any of these stories on this call could be your story next year. So, Diane, I'm going to go ahead and hand it back over to you.
Oh, it's absolutely powerful. And, you know, I mean, there's not really anything to even add because you did such a great job at sharing everything that somebody would need to hear and making a decision tonight. So great story. Congratulations to y'all's great success. And, you know, it is amazing what 1 year can do. I mean, $115,000 paying off $45,000 in debt. And, you know, just the freedom that is now there. It's just very exciting. Great couple. So congratulations to you guys. So I'm gonna move down to another story that I can't wait for y'all to hear. An incredible couple. It's Aaron Anderson is who I've got on the phone. He's right here in Kingwood, Texas. So Aaron, why don't you tell us your and Rendy's story?
Absolutely. Thank you, Diane. And you know, I'm very excited to share my story. I know there's a lot of guys out there that can definitely relate to my journey. Rendy and I, we started AdvoCare 2.5 years ago, and I say we, it was really Rendy. You know, she was looking for results on product, ended up losing 19 pounds in 24 days, and was just completely hooked from the beginning, knew she wanted to stay on these products forever. You know, for her, she realized very quickly that, you know, AdvoCare was going to be the solution. Me, on the other hand, it was a little different. It took me a little bit longer. I was a little bit more resistant. And, you know, it just took time. You know, I had worked extremely hard. I was working 2 full-time businesses. I have a real estate business, and we own a CrossFit gym. And pretty much I was just home on Sundays. I had a 14-month-old son who had no idea who I was. Every time I'd pick him up, he would cry. And, you know, something needed to change. And luckily, one day for me, you know, everything changed. And I'll never forget this day, and I'm so thankful for it. But, you know, I was at work one day, and I got a call from my 4-year-old daughter who was on the line just crying. And Rindy said, hey, do you mind spending some time with her? And I remember saying, you know, I can't. Unfortunately, I'm about to coach this class, and you know, tell me what's going on. She said, well, what you don't realize is Addison wakes up every single day, runs to the back door, looks out the window to see if my truck's there. And when she realizes it's not there, she knows she's not going to see me that day. So, you know, she had begged Rindy to stay up way past her bedtime till I got home, and because she hasn't seen me in 3 days. And when I found out about that, you know, that hit me right in my heart. And I realized, you know, that I remember that day and thinking, okay, this is the day that I'm going to swallow my pride and ego and admit that there's a better way and that AvaCare can be the solution. So, you know, at that point we got busy, we got to work and you know, 13 months out after starting AvaCare and definitely want to give thanks to our great friends who made this possible, two of the, you know, most servant people I know, Jason and Tori Cuevas. You know, we all got together and they helped me come up with a plan that brought me home. So, you know, instead of working 70 plus hours a week, I was able to come home from both of those businesses and do AvaCare full time. And now, you know, 2.5 years into this business, we've been able to pay off over $125,000 in debt. Last year alone, AvaCare paid us over $190,000, which is just plain silly, if you ask me. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, when I think about what AvaCare means to me, or if someone says, you know, what does AvaCare mean to you? It's, you know, it's not the income is not the first thing that comes to my mind. It's the fact that, you know, now I get to wake up, take my kids to school every single day. Before that, my daughter and I now, we go to eat breakfast at our favorite spot down the street, sit at the same table, you know, just eat the same thing and just talk about life. And, you know, it's those kind of memories that are just so great. And I'll never forget the day she looked at me and she said, Daddy, do you think we can do this forever? And I remember just saying, absolutely. And, you know, it's memories like that that I think that are very important that AvaCare has given us that we're just truly grateful for.
Well, guys, you have absolutely heard some dynamic stories. And, Aaron, thank you so much. We are excited about, you know, everything that you shared and the success that you guys have had and the continued journey that you are going to have. And, you know, here's the thing that I hope that all of you listening in understand is that the realization of these guys having the stories that they have is the result of the lives that they have helped. What happens in AvaCare is if we help people get what they want out of life, we are rewarded what we want out of life. And that is such a blessing when it comes to the reality of how this business is created as a win-win. We have a team concept, a team mindset. We work together. It's never a me thing. It is a we thing. And I think you've heard that in each one of these stories. You will have people that have a genuine desire to help you get results. And so if something tonight has stirred your excitement, then there's a couple of things that I'm going to highly recommend. You know, one is, you know, for more details and the credibility and integrity of the company, I highly recommend if that's something that you're excited about learning more of the 23 years that AvaCare has been around, is go to workwithchampions.com or simply workwithchampions.com has lots of great stories, lots of great credibility. Our scientific and medical advisory board, along with, you know, our endorsements that just bring great credibility, but you know, simply get back to the person that got you on the phone because, you know, they're going to be able to direct you best because just like everybody referred to here, the support that they have, the ways that people help them develop a plan, that they shared, you know, what to do next. That's exactly what will happen for you because you have a team that wants to work with you and not bother you, harass you, or command or demand. That's not what we do. We encourage and inspire and excite people along, and that's exactly the joy of the way that we motivate each other. You know, another thing that people were referring to is something called success goal. You know, right now what's coming up next, because realistically, it's about the major events. You know, when you get into a major event and you hear stories like you're hearing tonight and you hear how they did it, and what they did to get it, you know, the meat and potatoes of building this business, hearing from some of the most successful people in the company, sharing, you know, the basics and fundamentals of AdvoCare, you go back with incredible knowledge that gives you confidence to go out and conquer whatever you desire, whatever way that you want your dreams to come true through AdvoCare. And so, you know, AdvoNation's coming up next. So ask the person that got you on the call, tell me more about AdvoNation. You know, it's in the next couple of weeks because it's strategically designed to help people just like you listening in right now for such a time as this that you have a desire for 2016 to look different. Because one thing I know that all of you understand, for things to change in 2016, I need to make changes for 2016. And AdvoCare may be exactly that change. I know for Danny and I, that's what happened for us. You know, 19 years ago when we got involved with AdvoCare, we weren't looking for great products. We were looking for opportunity. We didn't have enough money. You know, products were part of the job description when I got on AdvoCare products because they said if you're going to share this stuff, you want to be on this stuff. But what happened for us is just like some of these other stories, we had heard about AdvoCare, but until somebody shared what we needed, because here's the key, guys, AdvoCare is a solutions business. We help people, you know, solve the frustration, the irritation, whatever they're needing income for, we help bring that into play through the AdvoCare opportunity or through the AdvoCare products according to what they're needing through their health. So we bring solutions to the table. And so Danny and I needed the solution of income. We were absolutely financially strapped. We were living paycheck to paycheck with never enough money at the end of the month. He was an athletic director and a head football coach working 60 to 90 hours a week. And I worked for a mortgage company trying to get all the overtime I could to try to make ends meet. In the meantime, we were in a downward spiral, getting further and further behind. And so that was the moment that we said something's got to change. And we had two boys that were being raised by daycare, and that is not why we had children. We wanted to raise our children. We wanted to impact their lives. We wanted to be the ones that were influencing them on a daily basis. So when we found AdvoCare as an opportunity, we said yes. And we said yes with all that we had, which was $130. $130 helped us get started on products and start talking to people, moving forward and starting to share this opportunity through the ways that people just said, here's what you do next, giving us a plan of action. We sold our way to Advisor, and we made $6,500 in the first 90 days that we were involved. Now, here's the key. All we did was keep just sharing AdvoCare with passion. As a result of that, just like the stories that you've heard, our business continued to grow. The first year that we were involved, we made $160,000. And the next year continued to multiply. We made $550,000. And then the next year was $860,000. And by our fourth year in AdvoCare, we were making over $1 million a year. And it has just grown from there. In fact, last month, we made $353,000, $449,000. So here's the key, guys. Whatever it is that you're looking for, we hope that the stories tonight have validated the possibility for that. And whatever track you're wanting to be on, whether it's a fast track or you want to do a little bit over time, we want to help you with that. But the key is if for things to change, make some changes. And if it is not AdvoCare, then what could it possibly be? Because what I've seen over the 19 years I've been involved is there's nothing, absolutely nothing out there that has the credibility that AdvoCare does and pays like AdvoCare does with the champions that it gathers. So we thank you so much for jumping in. We are excited about all the things going on in the world of AdvoCare. Get back with the person that got you on this call. You know, actually, on Wednesday night, we're gonna have a webinar with these stories and more. So I hope that if you like what you've heard tonight, then I hope that you load it up. The webinar that's taking place next Wednesday, again, these stories and more for you to share exactly what's going on in the world of AdvoCare through the power of our stories and products and opportunity. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, and I hope you have a very healthy and happy 2016. Be blessed.